I've been watching you. I've been watching you all night. I watched you at the party as you tried to get that man to come home with you. But when he left with your girlfriend instead, you were stranded. Oh, I knew that when you came over to flirt with me, it was just to get a ride home. And when we finally did go to your place, and I said, I have to come in and use the restroom, you reluctantly, and only reluctantly, let me in. The alcohol has gone to your head, and you have a pretty good buzz going on, but all you want to do is get me out the door so you can go to bed and forget this whole disappointing night. But I have other plans. As you go to shake my hand goodnight, I grab you and I twist you and I push you up against the wall, facing away from me. You struggle and you kick and you try to twist, but I'm too strong. I hold you in place and you realize that I am much stronger than you thought. I growl into your ear. You thought a goodnight handshake was going to be enough? Oh no, I'm going to get so much more than a handshake. You renew your struggle, but I hold you in an iron grip. It's then that you start to get scared. Scared of what's going to happen. Scared, and just a little excited. You try to bargain with me. Tell me that your boyfriend is going to be home soon, and that if I leave now, you won't tell anybody. I laugh. I know there's no boyfriend. I know that you live here all alone, and that I have all night. I push up against you so you can feel how hard I am. I want you to know in your very heart, that no matter how much you struggle, no matter how much you plead, I will be inside you. I will have you. My big hands reach around to your blouse, and I rip it open, buttons exploding everywhere, exposing your bra. One of my big rough hands pushes your bra aside. The cold air touches your breasts. I begin to grab them and knead them and play with them. You struggle again, but it's no use. My fat fingers roll your nipples, your so sensitive nipples. I play with them, and despite your best efforts, your body begins to respond. Your nipples become hard. You start to become wet. Why? Why is your body betraying you like this? You don't want this, but your body does. You try to kick me, and I pinch one of your nipples, causing you to grasp in pain. Don't try that again, I bark at you. Don't try that again. Your skirt falls to the floor. In the pain and confusion, you didn't even realize that I'd undone it. But now, you're standing there with your shirt ripped open in your panties. I see a small hole in your panties and I hook my fingers into it, and I rip, and I rip again, until your panties are just useless strips of cloth that cover nothing. You're quite a sight standing there, forced up against the wall, your blouse ripped open, hanging there uselessly, your bra pushed up, covering nothing, and the torn cloth of your panties showing me everything. I run one hand up the back of your leg, until I reach your pussy, and slowly I insert one finger inside. Oh, you are a dirty girl. Look how wet you are. And it's true. Despite your best efforts, you are wet. Very wet. It humiliates you that I know this, and that I'm laughing at you. One finger, and then two, penetrate you, invade you. And I use the third finger to start to manipulate your clit, to start to rub it, to move it, to roll it. You can feel the heat building inside you. No, you don't want this, but it feels so good. I continue to manipulate you, to use my fingers to violate you again and again, to rub your clit, to roll it, to pinch it. You can feel it building up inside you. Faster, faster. No, you don't want this. You don't want this. But then you come, and you come hard, your pussy clamping down upon my fingers. You hope that I don't notice, but I do. And I tell you what a dirty little slut you are for liking this. I can't believe this man is raping you, and you're loving every minute of it. I grab you by the hair, and I pull you over to the couch, and I bend you over it so that you're facing away from me, and I'm staring at that beautiful ass of yours. You know what's coming next, as you can feel my hard dick at the entrance to your pussy. No, please don't, you cry. But it doesn't even sound convincing to your ears. I know that you're enjoying this, as I spread you apart, and I thrust into you. You're so wet that you accept me easily, and I fill you, and I penetrate you, and I violate you, and I begin to move faster and faster, pounding into you. You start to lose all sense, and you move back against your own volition. You move back against me to increase the friction. Oh, God, it's filling you again and again and again. I'm laughing and telling you how dirty you are and how much I'm enjoying this and what a little slut you are. And the words sting you, but they just increase your pleasure. You are completely humiliated, or so you think. Because as the orgasm starts to grow again inside you, and as you can feel it warmth spreading out through you, just as you're on the edge, I stop. I don't move a muscle. In your frustration, you try to move against me, but I hold you still. My hand moves down and hovers over your clit, but I don't touch you. You're so frustrated, and I tell you to ask for it. I tell you to beg me for it. And the words come out of you, even though you don't want to, they come out of you. Rape me, you bastard, rape my pussy. And with that, I pinch your clit, and you explode in another orgasm. It racks your... All of the nice men that you've known, all of the good men that wanted to do anything for you and treat you like a queen, none of them made you feel like this. None of them ever made you come this hard. And you are ashamed, because you know that when you begged me to rape you, you meant every single word of it. And as your head starts to clear, as your orgasm starts to subside, you realize that I'm still inside you, that I'm still hard, and that it is going to be a very long night.